next room.
Any magnetic points?
Yeah, you're thinking that the range is significantly more as he's going through his childhood flashbacks that I have chosen to inflict on him.
Right, someone else is in the flashbacks now.
Flashbacks to itself.
Make use of the, make people clean up, clean ourselves up, go to the vehicle, get changed and leave.
Hey, look, all your shit's in the vehicle. Excellent.
We'll take the radio with us in case someone tries to contact these people on it so we can, listen to them.
Something in Arabic. I wonder what the case
is. Oh, yes. Actually,
at the very least, we can get the frequency that they're transmitting on.
Yes.
Well, pretty much.
We can hear the voice, so we know if we hear it again.
They do try to contact you a couple of times in Arabic, and they say, Durga, Durga. Durga, Durga. Durga, Muhammad Yad. Durga, Durga. Durga, Durga.
Hello?
Fuck.
When he says hello, then you hear, Durga, Durga, Muhammad Jihad. And then nothing after that.
So, Jonathan, do you want to try and break the tank as well while we're at it?
Now, who's going to try to...
It starts first time!
Yay! I was really hoping he'd disable the vehicle and just show all the tires explode at once, and then it would fall over on its side and burst into flame. That's what I was hoping for. That's why I'd give him on a fumble, and I just have the R2 look at him. Really?
I foiled you!
Yes, you did. Who's going to do the, this way is the way to go to get home?
Oh, if only we could follow big, huge tracks in the sand from where we came the first time.
Yes, and if only we had a GPS. Oh, look, we do.
You want to use that? No problem. I'll take Navigate at plus 30. Who's making the roll?
Yeah, I'll do
it. Are you going to make Mark do it? It's funnier.
No. Oh, we've got a text, so you can do it. It's fine.
Yeah, not a problem.
Ah, you managed to follow what the beeping box says. But you do notice that it dies. Like, while you're sitting there consulting it occasionally, and just, you're like, fucker. So, apparently the batteries, which, you know, were in it, just gave out.
Can I try and do it next time?
Yes, you can. Looks like he's going to need some wires out of the vehicle that, you know, he assures you the vehicle will be able to keep running and stuff. It shows you guys in the middle of the fucking desert.
Well, we use some cloth, I think, to make the actual cells. We'll find some alkaline from, I don't know, maybe there's some lemons in the food and make a base for that. And then we can make a battery and pass the jury by 50.
Holy shit. All right. Well, yeah, and he doesn't cause the vehicle's tires to explode and then flip onto its side and burst into flame, which is awesome. The big step up from a lot of the interns you've had to deal with in the past. So
basically he used electrolysis to recharge the batteries?
No, I didn't say it actually worked, but it didn't blow up the vehicle.
Oh, cool.
So the important thing is that you're happy. And either way, Holmes, by the time you get it done, Holmes is already pulled up in the place and is, like, camouflaging. He's like, get out, it's time to go. And you're like, but I'm so close. But you get a check in the skill, which is the important part. And...
Oh, can we put check in camouflage?
Oh, I'm going to need a camouflage made by a lot. Lower is definitely much, much better in this case.
Okay, and who has camouflage skills?
Who's the primary? Oh, chose Doyle camouflaging his cubicle in the background. Look like everybody else's.
I've got hobbyist at camouflage.
Yeah, me too.
No, you already got a skill 15. Yeah. I supervise.
Excellent. Would you like to yell corporate slogans at them while they work? It helps.
No.
Morale.
This is one of those things where if you happen to make it, you may as well have...
He's got one of those lights on the top that the, like, if you're lost at sea, then
beacon.
It blinks a couple of times now and then to help bring in the aircraft.
No. My theory is that it's going to cause people to go into epileptic fits so they won't see it.
I make it.
Well done.
I make it. Maybe by 10 with his negative health.
You're thinking it should be okay for a day, maybe two, before it gets discovered.
Well, as big as we're going to get, so.
No problem. It shows the big tire tracks leading directly up to it. You guys are like, are you okay? And then you guys head off. No problem,
well, you have a choice.
Yeah, no, I agree. I wouldn't want to go back over, you know, the last 50 miles with a fucking brush trying to clean that shit. That would make no sense. So you guys, get out, and I'm going to need a stealth roll at full. This is to, get back to your, normal touristy shit without arousing suspicion.
Success.
If you blow the stealth roll at full, that, fine. All right. He's pretty happy about that. Okay, so.
I can't fail all of them. No problem. Would be against that.
You know, you'd be surprised at exactly how much some people.
What we
fail.
Do on the way is that we stop somewhere, get some of those really. So it's pretty late now, but we stop somewhere, grab some drinks and some. Oh, well, we can't grab drinks. We have some really bare hats and stuff. And just walk into the hotel as if we're just being sort of out for the night.
That's brilliant. I'm giving you a card for that. That's called establishing a cover. Good job. So, you come up with a possible explanation for where you're at. The cops are, they've got, like, they're pretty excited when you guys show up and get on cell phones. Stuff like that. You guys are like, hey, you know, chose, for some reason, all three of you wearing sombreros because that is the Arabic national hat, right? So, and anyway, and then, you know, you go back to the States. There is a lot of grueling about.
Before leaving, I make a call.
To.
Doyle.
Yes.
It shows, it cuts to Doyle as he's sitting there. He's got a drill press and the statue's like strapped into it and he's like, and then he hears the phone ring. He turns off the drill, goes over to it and answers the phone and says, what?
Just collecting, we're just packing up in the hotel.
Tell him the way we left the deal with.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And the other thing you were going to organize.
Yeah. Okay. Not a problem.
Alright.
Cool.
See you soon. Tell him I said hi.
Terry says hi.
Oh, hey! No problem.
Don't break the statue.
It shows a little sign around the statue's neck and says, to destroy England, break here.
a Sharpie with a dotted line around.
Nice.
It couldn't have been Wales. I mean, it couldn't have been Wales.
Well, if it was Wales, then you'd have been like, so, the statue, smash! Yeah.
If it had been Wales, there would have been more than one of us trying to smash the statue.
I don't know if anyone would have stopped.
They've actually discovered that the largest cave system in Europe is a place in Wales. Hmm. It was recently voted England's the number one natural wonder in England. UK rather.
Hmm. But you know what we should have done? We should have just thrown the statue into the bottomless chasm, one of the many bottomless chasms, and it would have tumbled forever and been safe.
So David Hasselhoff. Adds
Go
5 positive NPC of the GM's trist. Oh, shit. I gotta give Travis a card. Belladonna was not awake. She was actually collapsed, and she has a box of chocolates with 2 W's on it that's open next to her, and, like, one of the papers is empty. And she's still alive, but she seems to be in some sort of coma.
That's your son of a bitch!
That's your feeling paranoid card. Love it. So she seems to be unconscious. I'm making the air quotes here for right now.
And I'm sure I'll get to check in on her when Thursday's game.
Yes, and it says, my compliments, and then it's signed, Willie.
The fucker's going down.
So,
oh, and he just got 5 paws too.
Yes, he did. Anyway. Ooh. Yeah, I have Doyle mostly.
I'm gonna spend my 5 paws on not taking 17 grenades.
Now, as for you guys get grilled hardcore. Oh, they don't want stuff back. You could have done murders and shit with it. They have no desire for the stuff back, they tell you.
Oh, I'm gonna tell you, we never used it.
Yeah, they don't know for all that. You guys know you.
Well, I was talking about the vehicle, not the guns.
It could be hot. There could be people already watching.
It was already hot.
Well, yeah, but I mean, there could be other people from the crime. They have no desire for it. If it's ever delivered to one of their warehouses, then they'll talk. you know. So anyway, $5,000 right now. So anyway, but but aside from that, you guys get grilled hardcore, like, where's your giant friend? Where is he? You know, were you here for cover for his secret spy operation? He has not been shown to leave the country. Tell us where he is now, etc.
Are they my keeper?
Yeah.
Interpol. Well,
you guys came in together. Oh, Interpol? Oh. So where'd the big guy go? They're much more congenial, though.
Touristy stuff.
Oh. Do you know where he was last going? Oh, yeah. This is the kind of thing that they fucking grill you on.
I think he was wondering if he could float in the Dead Sea.
Oh, you can.
Dick Carson. Yeah, but he's so big.
Right, but he says he may not have. We won't hold it against you, don't worry.
Jonathan, give me a fast talk roll there. If you make it, then I'm giving you a card either way. And it's skill 10 if you want to drop something else and use it on your fast talk. Feel free. So, if he makes it,
fail.
Well, they don't believe you and will probably lock you up in Asteroid prison for a while just till they can sort this out.
Oh.
Greatest reaction ever.
Giving him a card for that. There's an air card. Person to your left, that'd be Holmes. Discard all cards and do not refill their hand. Alright. So, yeah, they don't believe you, but they got nothing else that they can do, and you're with two Interpol agents, which does tend to irritate them. So basically what ends up happening is, it's a huge...
If it helps, we'll arrest them and take them with us.
As long as you take them to federal, pound you in the ass prison, they're better toward that. But, basically what ends up happening is you miss your flight, and they stick you on the next one type thing, because they grill you for that entire time on, like, where is he at and stuff. Actually, they don't grill the two Interpol guys. You guys are going to sit there and have smokes and stuff. Instead, they take the non-Interpol guy and they give you the bright lights and the eyes and shit. You know, and they're yelling at you in languages you don't speak and shit like that for, like, hours.
There is the bat.
Yep. And
seriously,
then,
dudes, he went to see if he was playing in the Dead Sea.
We don't believe you! Now, give me a willpower roll. Lower is better, as they're giving you the grueling attack. Meanwhile, they bring small cakes to Holmes and Moa.
Is the what's the role for the willpower?
This is to avoid breaking.
Yeah. So, what dice am I rolling?
Percentage. It's like a dex roll or strength roll or anything like that.
Oh, is it time? What is it? Times five, times four.
Oh, lower is better. So, if you get times one, that's better than getting a times three.
Fail.
No problem. You confess that he just simply vanished and that you know, he was here for some green statue and shit, and they totally don't believe you. So they yell at you and they make sure if they hit you not to hit you where, you know, it would show up because they don't want to make the Interpol guys mad.
Meanwhile, outside it shows Terry and Mecca. These small cakes, caked in honey, this is torture!
And then as the final indignity, they stick you between two huge fat dudes on the plane back.
Oh, man.
And both of them eat for the entire flight. Just like
I don't have much nostalgia of feeling got clothes in this, but
they eat a bunch of cabbage the whole time?
Oh yeah, they eat cabbage and fruits and just sit there and completely fart. They pretty much turn all their food into gas. And that...
Oh, they better not let me hit with a gun.
This is why they don't give guys below a certain pay grade guns, because they know that you have need to use them. So,
we're going to... That's why Lance already went badass. Mm-hmm. It's all because of these guys.
Mm-hmm. So, to answer people's questions who are listening, are they the same two fat guys? Yes, they're on every international flight. So,
air marshals.
Give him a card for that one. That's good. Down to the wire. Everybody discards all cards but one. Wow, that sucks. Doyle, keep victory.
Aww.
Yeah. Shall I keep my victory?
That's probably a good choice.
I won my mighty D4, but
Everyone's a winner, damn it.
And Mo keeps a reroll, I guess.
No, that's Wendy's.
Oh, Wendy's, sorry. All right.
She's still in CarPlay.
Damn. All right, now I'm going to do the end of mission Mooka refill, and I will give Wendy cards first so I don't forget her again. Punching a hole through somebody. Ah, that's a good picture. And...
Cease engine.
I know somebody who has need of that card. Ah, there's your rugby. Yes, I have to have a rugby card. You're
back cool as well.
Yeah.
That's funny.
You got nothing.
Wow. That's a hand of crap.
Yeah, let's hope somebody else gets a Psychor.
Ooh, plus one favor.
Yay, plus one favor.
Woo. I need one more of those.
Special day or any kind of cycling card. Oh, the bad guy gets cards. Oh, wait, no. Five paws more. Good. Good deal. And Australians. No.
Yep, now I'm definitely using indirect fire weapons on Wonka.
We got hosed. With totally. Nothing.
Actually,
yay, we have 10 favors with the KBC entity.
Excellent. Go ahead and spend your favorite cards or whatever. I'm giving Mark, since I got to fuck with him, two extra cards, just because I fuck with Val all the time and don't give him any cards. Hence, he'll see this as more fucking with him. And there's your successful mission card. How about that?
Yay!
So, get rid of everything you don't want, i.e. keep your victory. Guys.
Mark, I say this like Pause plugging reads probably good for you.
She's going to throw the reroll. She'll have a bit of cards. I'm going to throw the plus it. One. You may want it for your same roll, Pete. I don't know.
Woo!
Nah.
Well, actually, it's not going to be a huge amount of Sam because you didn't actually destroy the statue in Doom, England. Oh, wait. Did I say that wrong? Sorry. You want to get...
Woo! Trade me some. Give me the... I'll take the victory.
Reverse dice is a bit of a, could be nice, but probably, it might be a bit of card.
Yeah. I'd probably gamble on getting some bear myself, but that's just me.
So you think I should keep it or discard it?
I'd toss it.
I wouldn't care.
Yeah, and I did give James a card for what he suggested, so. Yeah. You want to toss it or keep it?
I'll toss it.
Alright. And then go ahead and put successful mission on top of the discard pile. First, I will give Wendy her cards, as otherwise I will again forget her. No, that's not used. Oh, go ahead and get rid of successful mission, sorry. That's what's giving you these additional cards, and then force dreaming covers that. So that's gone. And Wendy, okay, and... Yes, she'll be happy to trade with it, and,
if we survive.
Yeah. Ah, well.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah.
Apparently they'll take me.
Yes, they do.
You lose your load pause. Oh, belly. Nice.
Oh, by the way, could Moa give me an empathy roll at -20?
Yep, no worries.
Made it?
Yeah.
She's on the drugs again. Oh, go ahead and get rid of your low pause clog and greed. I got rid of all your cards because you got the gods hate you. So that means
I'll just try to drag them over.
Ah, good. Yeah. And here's some new ones.
Have you given me my four cards yet?
You get cards?
Oh, sorry.
You got the fear card, so, oh, and bad mojo. So bad mojo goes off. And setback, Wonka's army increases.
Good.
In their confidence.
Those tiny little bastards.
Yes. It's not quite like what you think. It's going to be evil. You're going to hate me for it.
Yeah, they're going to be giant Duke Bloomas or something in chocolate mechas.
Ooh, I like the chocolate mechas. I'm going to use that. All right, so you got a rally. Everybody get rid of everything you don't want, as the rally will soon go. Are you discarding Mighty D4?
Whoa, did you discard Mighty D4, Pete?
Oh, shit.
I was going to say, I know somebody will take that if you don't want it.
No, I did want it. I was just in the middle of updating my,
Why must you turn this into lies?
He just went a little crazy with the discarding.
Okay.
Should I keep
a good one.
Definitely.
Alright, so first, Wendy's cards. Come on, break drug addiction. No. And yes, you can take any of her cards you want because...
I'll let her keep the player's choice so she gets another pause.
Gets... covered. Good. Nope. Ooh. That'll be a big help. And do sells cards. Extremely limited sharing is caring is nice.
Ooh, play that on the essence, maybe.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Dissolute lifestyle.
So oh. Wendy didn't get that.
Yep, yeah, yep. Yeah. Thank God Wendy didn't get that. I got fucking,
God's hate you.
We got the note. And an extremely limited, don't we?
We got no other cycling cards at the second.
And so. I'm still waiting for Logan to give me my card.
Why do you get cards? There, Victor's back.
Okay. Yeah, so we can either, at the moment,
And there's no escape. No big deal.
Yeah. Nope, God hate.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so that's gone. The nope's gone.
Oh, hello.
Yep.
Somebody keeps moving it back.
Yeah. And we gotta breathe in.
Yeah, that's John.
Okay, do you wanna do the check in essence or learn by osmosis or something else entirely?
Check in essence isn't bad. I think everybody loves a nice check in essence.
Yeah. Well, check in essence is not bad, but it's not really worth it. Considering we don't
There's also the Mighty D4
is possibly a better one. So everybody gets an extra D4 to add to whatever they want.
True. Or learning by osmosis if everyone wants a chicken that's got a base. Yay.
Yeah, no, I'm not interested. Does anybody want learning by osmosis?
I'd rather have the Mighty D4 of all the ones I see there.
As in, does anybody, I will trade the learning by osmosis to any, as I've got, I'm getting very low in skills that I wish to have points in.
Sure, I'll take it.
You can get your Omega gun.
Or victory?
Victory?
No, it's at zero, isn't it? Put on your Omega gun there, Travis.
There you go.
Oh no, I've got a whole lot of skills that need to,
but Migo gun. Or beam weapon gun.
Migo gun is beam weapon.
Yeah, see? Beam weapon. It's not just useless. It's
special. Really useless.
You moved your mic. You're overcompensating for your breathing.
Shall I use the extremely limited master plan to get the learning by osmosis and use that?
If you want, you can grab for the chicken essence.
Yeah.
Mighty D4 if you want to do another D4 on top of whatever you're getting D4 at the moment.
Yeah, what's your essence at right now? Mark or John?
Well, you said earlier in this session that it went down to, that bad mojo went down to 2.
Oh, that was just your magic points, not your essence.
Yes. 9.
You would have a very good chance of actually, well, a pretty good chance of having it go up if you get check an essence card. All you gotta do is roll a 7 on 2d6 and then roll a 46 or higher in a percentage. If those sound like good odds, then I'm taking you to Vegas because you've given your money and like it. But, you know, if you think you can make those rolls, well, how many pods are you at also?
4.
Okay, I wouldn't spend any, I wouldn't take check in essence because I'll just try to suck out some of your paws. You are getting some paws for this mission, but until you get to about 20 or 30. 5? Very good. So you're going to be up to 9 paws, but you're still at clench your buttocks. It's rough right now, paws. Yeah. But I would recommend taking the Mighty D4 because if you wanted to, if you had a skill that like goes up and you're like, oh, I really want it to go up, you can use D6 plus 2D4 on that same skill.
Or add it to your sand.
Or add it to your sand.
Do find it in the discard pile.
In which case,
No, you don't need to find it in the discard pile because Pete's got it. And when he plays it, you'd extremely limited master planet and get it back. But they're also getting it because they're extremely limited sharing is carrying it. In other words, everybody's getting the Mighty D4. With your card, you could just get it again. So, you could, like, when you're doing skill ups, how you roll D6 and add to the skill, you could do a D6 plus a D4 to 2 different skills, or D6 plus 2D4 to 1 skill if you want to try to shoot it up a little faster. But, right now, as far as your pause going, what I would recommend is whenever you play up until you get to what you consider a comfortable margin, I would only spend paws on stuff that will literally kill you if you don't make it. Like, just, if you disable the vehicle, just look at it and go, if you do it. But literally, unless it kills you, I wouldn't spend a pause on Anna, because otherwise you're going to die soon. Especially okay. if, like, Doyle takes you out and says, I'm going to make a man out of you. Now you've got to clench your buttocks and hold on to those paws tight.
Do we get sand from this slogan?
Yes. There's an odd sand. Anybody who went on it and did successful stuff, I'm giving a D6. If you, for Doyle, just because his character is an American and going out fucking with other countries is something that Americans feel very, very good about, he gets a D8 just because he's an, if anybody else was playing American, I'd give them a D8 as well for getting to go out and fuck with a completely foreign country, especially one that has oil. This makes Americans very happy in their private place.
And that's what D4 used.
There you go.
So it's a D6 then.
No, it's D8 for everybody except Doyle, who gets a bump up to D10. Sorry.
All right.
What? Oh, you said D6, but
oh, did
D8.
I? Oh, sorry, I meant D8 for everybody.
No. I heard him say D8, D10.
Yeah, there you go.
I distinctly heard D8, D10.
That's what I wanted to say. I was thinking about something else, but D8, oh, yeah, if you rolled like shit, then you're just fucked. But yeah, you could, if you wanted, since you lost a little bit of sand this one, I'm not sure how under max you are. Sand's not a bad thing to build up with your 2d4 extra. Jonathan.
Well, that 6 I rolled there, if it's 6 points of sand, takes me up to 91.
That's not bad, but you could still go up to as high as 99. And that just makes you extremely stable in the fucking nut house of crazy bastards who are attempting to steal your
brain. At least you've got Mythos, which case I won't go to 99.
True.
Was it 2d4 you said?
Yeah, you could. Or you'd spend D4 in separate
should
stuff.
Should I do it now then?
Wow, that D10 with the extra D4 really helped out after doing Innsmouth for a little bit.
So it's 4 more points, so it's up to 95.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, there's a bunch of sanity blasting stuff there.
Yeah, like really? I said.
Really? Innsmouth?
Yeah, go figure.
Weird. Like I said,
who'd have guessed that?
Yeah, it makes Americans feel very good to go and fuck with foreign countries. I'm not sure why, but it's true. People may say that I'm stereotyping, but my response is so. That's why, despite Richard insisting he doesn't like tea, I keep telling him no, all English people do enjoy a cup of tea, because it cures everything. I saw it in Doctor Who, therefore it's true.
Right.
See? That's corroboration.
You have to understand, though, that tea isn't a drink. Tea is a drink and sandwiches and cake. Tea is a meal.
Really? That's awesome.
I don't put all that in my teacup, but hey, whatever.
Yeah.
No, because you have afternoon tea. It's a meal. It's like...
Do you blend it, or is it chunky?
Yeah, no, that's if you're having high tea.
I almost fucking spit up my soda.
Yeah, but that is
what? That has to be blended?
Well, yeah, because Travis
is... drink, but it's a part of tea.
Yeah, Travis is under the assumption I'll get stuff in a blender, and then you turn it on, and it blends it, and then you pour it into cups and serve it.
No.
I almost spit up my fucking soda when you said that.
Tea's ready.
It's so disgusting, too.
We're trying to roll over skills now, are we?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
And if we succeed,
a three,
four,
it's a D6.
Yep.
Yes. If right. You skills that I've got a successful check-in.
Yes.
Skills that you were successfully made.
So basically any of the skills that we let you make before we rolled instead.
Stole your thunder, yeah.
That's why when we went back I said, you do this role, you do that role, because it really was the case of Terry was sort of hogging it all. Since I got checks, I was willing to be more magnanimous.
Yeah, well, that's one of the difficult things about a skill-based system, that it's possible to get good at a lot of things over time, especially when you've played for months and months and months of every weekend, once or twice or wherever. You pick up skills, and so that's why write-in skills, especially in the early and mid-game, are so important, or just picking up weird skills that nobody else has. I always use fly choppers as an example, even though there are several pilots now, or actually near pilot. People who have seen how it's done on a video game and think, I can do it, sure. You know, those kind of pilots. There aren't a lot of professional pilots in the KBC that I'm aware of, but there's a lot of people who are like, I can try this out, sure.
The only professional pilot I know of is Allman. and because he supplied copper for the police, he was before KBC.
Yeah. But the fun thing is we get a lot of people who are like, yeah, I played video game, I had a chopper in it. They're the same guys that are in a real chopper going, I can fly under these phone lines. So that makes it interesting. But I mean,
well, even if you mess up, you still respawn.
Yeah. So now that's everybody seeming to have a lot of skills is one of the potential downsides, but you know. Hopefully you'll pick skills that not a lot of people have.
Well, I'm on Ababa. Okay, words now. I'm on my third sheet of write-in skills. Mm-hmm. So I've got 6 pages of skills.
Yeah. Mine's on, my write-in skills are just above, just below my main skill page and above and below the write-in skill page.
I don't understand what that means.
As in, I haven't got an extra page, I've just been writing them where there's spaces on the other sheets.
With how organized you are, that's a real surprise. By the way, I still want Doyle's notes on the wiki, I still want Holmes's notes on the wiki someday.
I've got to do a new character sheet, because this one's falling apart. Be onto my 4th character sheet, I think, for Holmes.
Wow. Are you keeping the rest in, like, a vault somewhere where people can look at them in future generations?
No, actually, I'm sort of using 2 character sheets, because I didn't transfer some stuff over, just because
yeah, I did that with Timmy. It was like, I'm all fucked up.
Yay! My sense goes up.
Very nice.
Yay!
So, I took both 3 pods to get the 7, but, hey.
So, John, what do you think after your second session?
Cool. I need to be more bossy, though.
Need to be more what?
Bossy.
Bossy?
Bossy.
What's that mean?
Maybe it's an English thing. It's more pushy.
Ah, okay. Yeah, no, that's...
No, I will do this.
Yes.
You're a senior person, you go sip tea while I do this.
I like that, Well, yeah, especially over Skype because, you've come out of, your I'm New show very rapidly. Even in your first game, you were saying funny and smart shit, which was awesome because usually somebody sits around and we're not sure if they're still connected for about the first 3 games. And after that, they start to open up. So now if we were sitting in across the table from each other and if you were getting ready to say something, your body language projects, I am getting ready to say something over Skype. We don't have it. So you got to be like, hey, you know, stuff like that to override people and get their attention.
And, you're definitely coming along nicely as my newest minion. So.
By the way, it's not...
Considering I'm not.
Yeah, I would like to point out that Travis actually has that as an insanity from his character, not from Travis, you know, because Travis himself has very few minions.
Is there another section to the module to go, or is that it?
Oh, no, that was it for that part, but see, the problem is you've still got, like, this glowing green statue... And it's gotten worse because it's in the hands of Doyle now. And he thinks it's his, and so he's going to probably tell you it got lost, or he doesn't know where it went, or whatever, you know. So. I figured it'd be there. But, that's a very British thing there. So, it even says Brit. Usage Brit. That's all.
What was it, Balshi? Like a mixing pushy and ballsy?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
Well, it's under Ballister.
Unless it's like
triple
Bolshevik.
Yeah, well.
They're Bolshevik.
Yeah, that makes sense too.
No, it's not the same.
I like mine better.
Ballsy and pushy, yes. it's hard just because, the people who have play regularly, they get a feel for when somebody's going to say stuff and all that, you know? Because we don't yet have KBC video, which is going to scare the fuck out of a lot of people.
Well, I'm quite looking forward because I'm moving house, as I said today, so I'll be able to get my own internet. It's all going to work, woohoo, and then new computer, and then woohoo. So it's all going to suddenly get faster. So at the moment, my computer is actually quite slow, so while I'm talking on Skype, it's like I press the thing to read the link, and then about 2 minutes later, I get to read the link.
Wow. Well, something you might consider doing is look at the schedule and, like, today, tomorrow, I know you're moving, but considering what the time difference is between signing up and playing, you want to fucking sign up fast, because otherwise slots get filled really quick. Unless you ever are like, oh, I've got time on Thursdays, I can do Thursdays or whatever.
I'll probably do a lot of signing up probably by about Monday, because I just need to make sure that my internet is sorted for my new place.
Well, right, but I'm saying even if it's not, unless you're signing up for a Thursday, which is easy to sign up for, it will be literally a couple months before another Friday slot opens.
Yeah.
Unless somebody else is like, oh, my schedule changed, I can't fucking do it. Like, if
I'll probably be shocking a bit for a while until the next one comes around, and then I'll get in a couple of regular ones, I think. I'm going to try and do about 2 a month, I think.
2 a month is great, yeah. But
I can manage.
Yeah, that's perfect. But like I said, just looking at that Friday thing, unless the slot opens, because like if somebody cancels, then I try to get the slot for people like you that we don't see very often, you know. And if none of them sign up, really friggin' like until a day before, or whatever, and I'll open up to whoever the hell wants it. Yeah, because right now I'm looking at like you want to sign up for next year.
Well.
Have you looked? Yeah, look at the schedule. It's frightening.
Yeah, I did it. It is almost a whole month of September was gone, kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Apart from Thursday, but because of the time difference.
Yeah, if you work on Friday,
totally shattered for work on Friday.
Which is funny. It is, but yeah. Especially if it's like, why are you all fucking tired? Oh yeah, I fucking playing this game with these fucking septics. It's awesome. And, well, actually, one
it is, but I work in an office. Everyone else is over 50.
Oh.
And they're all great at engineering, but they don't get online gaming.
Got it.
I might be able to wrangle it at some point, because I usually do Fridays a half day, so I only have to manage like 4 or 5 hours.
Nice.
Maybe I'll have to look into it.
Yeah. Well, Thursdays are
different.
The style of gaming that went on here today, since Pete's like in charge, it's a very thoughtful thing. On Thursdays, Doyle's in charge. Guess what happens?
He tries to minion me.
Well, aside from that, he believes that the world is his minion, but you'll be doing a lot more of the like running through the streets with people chasing you and the buildings are bursting into flames type thing.
And that's just going to get coffee.
Yeah, yeah.
I have to see if I can come along where he says the thing and see what happens. Although, coming along to one with 9 pods is possibly a bad idea.
Yeah, like I said, it'd be like, so if you don't spend a pause, then Doyle's house burns down and stuff, and I'd be like, I'm not spending a pause, I don't have, Then, you know, cause it's better to just deal with an angry Doyle than, like, lose all your pause to minor shit and then die. And make a new character.
Actually, how many pods did we get from this mission?
You should be up to, like, total of 9, because there's 5 and you have 4, so...
Yes, so that takes me up to 9, then.
So
it's a bad day when it takes you up to 9.
Yes, it is. I don't know what these guys is, but my personal safety net's, like, I like to have 20 or more pods. You know, 30.
I like I'm below my safety net, for Terry.
What's Terry's safety net normally at?
40.
40? What's Doyle's safety net?
30. 30? I like 50, but lately it's been 30.
What's Holmes's?
I'm well above my safety net right now.
What's Holmes' safety net?
I don't know, maybe 20, 30.
Cause
sitting in the 60s at the moment.
Yeah, it's about right. A little higher. Believe it or not, there are missions that you...
I was high 80s, but I blew quite a few paws in the last few weeks.
There are missions that these guys can tell you about that you get on and you're like, there goes 20 paws, just flies out of your fucking body, and you're like, wow, that sucked ass. Seriously.
If after I spend a psychic power, I would be below 40, I'm not buying a psychic power. That's basically what I'm viewing it as.
Yeah.
I need to buy a couple more psychic powers.
Yeah. Jonathan Knight, I don't know what gaming you've done in the past, but do you want to do a little comparison, contrast, feedback, anything?
I've never really done a lot of gaming. I did a bit like D&D, but mainly it was because I've got a main on our identical twin, and he was really big into gaming, so it was basically, if I wanted to spend time with that, I'd go with gaming with him. Mm-hmm. And that's really all the gaming I've done. And sometimes he tries to GM, you know, Ankh-Morpork role-playing?
What's that?
There's a D20 system for Ankh-Morpork.
Oh, yeah.
He's not a great GM.
I see.
But we try.
Okay. That's cool. Yeah, no, I think Terry Pratchett is excellent. I was very upset that he got Alzheimer's, and I hope that it leaves his body and then many, many books just erupt from him.
Well, supposedly he's currently intending to do three more. One which will be in the watch kind of thing. One which will be Moist von Lipwig, which is believed it's going to be when he's doing the taxes. Mm-hmm. And the last one, the rumor was it's going to be Granny Weatherwax again.
Very cool.
Supposedly those are going to be his last three books in total.
I hope he doesn't stop. I know he's put out a bunch of books, but being that I'm the greedy bitch I am, I want more.
Well, he's one of those people that are always thinking of new ideas and stuff and has to write about it.
Quite possibly. Well, I like that. Apparently he used to be the press officer for a nuclear power station. And he could write a book about his experiences, but apparently he didn't think anyone would ever believe it. It struck me as kind of funny.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's interesting. I don't know where your brother's been, but we're looking.
Well, he's been various things. He's on holiday recently, and he's currently at my parents' house, but he's moving in with me on Sunday. Well, tomorrow.
Hmm.
And then because he's just got a job with a company called MBDA in Bristol. So we're moving in together.
I really hope your internet works, especially since you said he's scheduled for next weekend.
Well, no, it's not a case of it won't work. It'll definitely work. It's just a case of making sure that it's transferred to us and that it's set up.
Mm-hmm.
My problem was sharking for, say, Saturday kind of thing. Ah. Not that it's not going to work at all. It'll definitely be on by Friday. There's no question of that.
I don't see him on you're talking September 4th, I don't see him on then. I see Pete, James, Travis.
He's somewhere. He's somewhere.
He's on the last weekend of September.
Oh, okay.
Oh, right.
Tim, aka Tim Titan, there it is.
Yeah, he'll have no problem by then.
Better not. It's been a whole month, my internet's still on fire, help.
Well, I did actually, the agent phoned me up today. I said, a little bit of a problem. I said, what? Turns out that there's a leaking gas pipe in our house.
Wow.
And so there's going to be no water, no central heating, no cooking till Wednesday, when they fix it.
Wow.
This is the house we're moving into. It's like, oh, yay. That's great.
That kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Alright.
It's well, funny, though.
Yeah. Anybody else have anything to add?
No.
No.
What did Pete and Jameis and Travis think of the doom laden thing?
Stupid.
I'm curious as to how you would work out that you shouldn't smash the idol.
That I don't really know in regular Cthulhu. Basically what this entire mod was, to just be honest with you is I had put notes that it wasn't that great of a mod, and so what I was using is I was using some of the filler for background stuff as red herrings. I didn't really expect you guys to, you know, I thought you might poke around and go, okay, it's not really related or whatever, but basically the entire mod I just used as backdrop for part of the other mod, and I wasn't really initially intending to run it because it's not a great mod, but I figured just having the air stuff going on and the gate to England thing was kind of weird, quirky bit that I thought was kind of cool. But I really wasn't intending on doing much with it, and I was kind of surprised that we got as much play out of it as we did. it's not the greatest mod ever. And it's written by people who, their organizational skills make me want to beat them. So
should we look forward to the Children of the Kind more? Or just say, well, they suck, we got their idol.
We got your idol, bitch!
You are coming again. Three of you that were there. Suck
well,
a bitch.
Yeah, plus I know what Doyle's doing with it, and so it's like, if any of them can get at it, or to come and end the world, it's like, oh, it's the appointed time, let us go end the world at the temple. Our idol's been stolen and our guard's killed. Fuck. Who did it? Well, we, you know, got their descriptions and stuff. Alright. So, we need to go, and then it's that whole discussion we had about, like, how hard would it be to fuck with Doyle if he lived on a different dimension. So, okay, first we have to go to America. That's hard. Then we have to get into a federally protected building with its own security force that's next door to the police station. That's hard. Then we have to discover the entrance to the extra-dimensional space in that building. That's harder. Then we have to go through there, and then we have to search out the extra-dimensional space for the big castle thing that has 50 caliber machine guns, and possibly we'll get motion detectors, or who knows what the fuck he's going to put on there. That's really hard, too. And then we have to go find it in the special hidey spot that only he fucking knows about. And
the one with the drill press.
Right, and yeah, it's got its own drill press, and it says to end world, turn, push button, pull handle, die, England, die, you know. And then they have to go and do all kinds of crazy shit to get out of there, including any, like, if he leaves horrible shit there. Pretty much, they're fucked. That's what it comes down to for them. So England is saved because pretty much Doyle's greed. He thinks the statue's his, therefore he won't destroy it. It's his. He's keeping it. It's all his. Hence, England is saved by Doyle's, like, just being stupid and greedy. So that really is a statement about the campaign right there. Stupid greed wins.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's it. It's a weird module, and the way that they wanted to run it was even stranger. They had, like, some really scripted railroady type stuff, like you're supposed to go to Miskatonic at a certain time to get the stuff out of the safe, and then the Bianchi's supposed to smash through the window and start digging for it, and pretty much no matter what you do, motherfucker makes off with it, and I'm like, Bianchi? That'd pop in, the Holmes would be like, what's up? You're missing your head! And I'd be like, oh, that sucks. I mean, pretty much anybody that's not like a game more than 10 times character is going to take out a Bianchi fairly quick unless they've made a totally non-combative character or they're just not like rolling like fucking Nick does with his dice where it's like, ah, I have a 98 sword. I've just chopped off my own head 3 times in a row. Yeah, that kind of shit. So,
it's funny because it's true.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, you gotta remember that the game system's not made by people who have paws or good characters or anything like that. You're running around with, like, somebody who's got one foot in the grave at character generation, pretty much.
Yeah.
You know? And if they make
all the ability to pull swords or guns out of a moment's notice.
Right.
Yeah, that was
right.
Really cool.
Yeah, yeah. It's a spell, and it's not all that hard to get, but the one
that
thing was,
that's why the whole thing of, oh, you want to send over guns? That's fine. I don't use them anyway.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I agree. But, no, they
go through the cleansing ritual, whatever that is, sure.
Yeah. The one thing is that some people have said is that there's a big power disparity between people who play a lot, people who don't play much. And my point is, if there wasn't, why the fuck would you be interested in playing a lot? I mean, your character doesn't advance. It's like, ooh, that makes no sense. So. Mm. But yeah, it's not too hard, especially when you got other people who have characters that have been around for a while to, like, if you're not too proud or whatever to ask, hey, you know, what's a good strategy for, you know, getting up so I'm good at combat? Cause you've already got the plus D4 damage bonus. That's awesome. But then they might say, oh, you want to get a bunch of paws together and then we'll give you a scary book and then you're going to spend paws until you get, like, the Highlander spell, which allows you to pull a weapon out of your ass or something like that. You know, they'll come.
No, I have to pull a weapon out of my ass.
Well, not literally. Not literally, but, you know.
Well, tend to be a keeper.
You're right.
Well, actually, it might make it venomous.
Mm-hmm. I was trying to give him a card, and then I realized I closed the program. So anyway,
remind him next time you play that you get a card.
It's an easy system to play, but there's a lot of little stuff that you can learn as you go along that makes life easier, I think.
I'm not sure if I've picked up on any of that yet.
I was saying how proud I was that in HC there's no way to power game your character, and Travis is like, sure you can. You just start with 100 attack and 100 parry on something, like could be fist, club, something like that, you know, do more damage with club or whatever. I was like, gosh, if that's the only really clever build thing you can do, then I'm pretty happy. It's not like I gotta figure out, ooh, if I put points in this, I get a +1 over here.
Well, that's because all characters are designed to suck from the start. I mean, you can't take any special skills. So. But it's pretty easy power game once you start playing. You just skill whore.
Yeah. What was that, Jeb?
Well, it's pretty cool anyway. Huh. So.
Yeah. It's a fun system. I like the ease of it.
And, you really should consider being Doyle's minion. He treats his people good.
No, thanks. Thanks for the offer, but, no.
Yeah.
Alright.
Don't keep asking. You're just demeaning yourself in front of everyone else.
Unfortunately, Doyle's memory isn't very good, so he probably won't remember you, and we'll start the whole game over again next time he sees you.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting to see Hugo Harrington. I think that'd be funny.
Oh, yeah. Well, the funniest thing is, there was a guy who brought in a pretty normal character. By the way, yes, we can hear the crunching. Don't know why.
Oh, sorry.
Yep. It was a pretty normal character, and it was both Hugo and Doyle. And Hugo and Doyle get on smashingly well. They really do. It's just fucking two peas in an insane pot of craziness. And after one session, he had lost, I think, like 30 sanity or some shit, and he became a pirate.
Yeah, he lost, I think, 32.
Is that the guy who was trying to start a pirate pub?
Yeah. Yeah. So, that was just one fucking Thursday with both of those assholes on the same time, and he lost enough sand they became a pirate.
He got like two insanities.
Yeah.
And it's like first session.
Yeah. He went from normal to fucking pirate.
Yeah, but I assume didn't he start off with like 50 sand to begin with or something?
So no, he started in the 70s or 80s.
Did he?
70s, yeah.
70 minus 30, I think it
was,
two.
I think it was his second game. In the first game, he lost like 10.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah. See, that's why having more sand is never bad, because the higher sand you've got, even if you got like 99, that means it's just remarkably hard to fail sandy roll.
I remember when I first got the God Complex and I made Watson run all the way to Catan with a spear through his chest to prove his worthiness.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was just so desperate to get a promotion.
Yeah, there was a brand new player who, because I always tell people, you know, listen to sessions before you fucking play so you know what you're in for. And he was like, yeah, fuck you, I don't need to do that. And that was last we saw him, because it was complete craziness. I think Hugo's like, ah, come, yes, we're going over to Macy's or whatever. And he took him in and he's like, ah, yes, changing room, took off his shirt and he's wearing a bra. And the guy's like, ah, and you could just tell he was done. It's like, man, I'm waiting for the game to end so I can leave you crazy fuckers alone, weird cross-dressing bitches. So, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you guys go and go out and shoot Travis off and have a smoke and stuff. But, Pete, also, could you do me a favor? And as far as the board thing, nobody's been whining about the administrator rights. If they do, then we'll figure out to change it, because it's just too much work doing the clever thing you suggested every time.
Abel's been hassling me several times about how to get about the admin rights not working.
Excellent. I'm still thinking either that or make a secret board thing over on the wiki or something like that too. Because the wiki would actually do better for building the article, because Travis is saying he was reading through it and it's like, we need to destroy the thing that's trying to destroy the Earth. We need to destroy the thing. And then, because it's not being updated as one fluid article, it just kind of ended, and it's like, he's like, are they going to destroy the Earth or what? And it just left it off, like, nope. And so, that might be good to do and get it into more of a final form for people to read, I don't know. But there's not a lot of people that use the other two hidden boards, and then the pipe cleared one. Pretty much, if you played more than once, you're pipe cleared. So
it's as we keep telling you, Logan, it's not just for pipe cleared. You've got to be pipe cleared and have experience. It's not you're pipe cleared, you get access.
Oh, okay.
It's you're pipe cleared and you have knowledge that we believe that you've been in the know long enough that you've gained sufficient knowledge to contribute.
Either way, I'm thinking a password would work on that shit. Because if you're worried about people seeing the topics, you can just make them like the, you know, a little bit more mysterious and then, you know, bada boom. Because I don't have time to go through that shit every time somebody wants admin rights. Especially if a lot of people start starting one shots and stuff, I'd like to be able to just, bing, there's your board. Bing, you're an admin. Because I'd like a lot of people able to GM and so, you know, start up all kinds of fucking crazy games and stuff that I don't care about. Did I say don't care? I mean care in a very deep and moving and inviting way.
In a very real and legally binding way.
I better shut down and get some sleep before I have to move now, so.
Alright.
See you all as soon as I can arrange.
Yep, I'll talk to everybody.
It was a good game. You did quite well.
Did good. Alright, I'll talk to you guys later.
See ya.
Goodbye.
Baruch Cthulhu is a role-playing game based on a humorous mix of forensic investigation, urban horror, and more. All actual play sessions are recorded and published as a podcast. We have players from all over the world, but we're always looking for more. Listen to some episodes and visit our forums to find out how to get involved. www.baruchcthulhu.com HERROICCTHULHU.com
Generic Advertising presents generic radio ad for Core New Media. Begin music. Cue generic announcer.
Clever opening line to get your attention. Quality of product. In this case, the podcasts. Reveal client, Core New Media. Interest building by announcing wide variety of shows at client, like Core News and Core RPG. Bold statement.
Stop music.
Even bolder statement.
Continue music.
Call to action to get listeners to go to CoreNewMedia.com. Slogan, spoken slowly and with emphasis.
End radio commercial.